Hello and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Ari-Tatiot, and today is Sunday the 30th of December 2018, our final show of 2018. It's time to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello everybody,
my name is Vova.
My name is Timur.
I am Alex.
We are the hosts of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Ukraine.
Hi, this is Monsel Merlev from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hadis with a Dum Tek Tek for Turkey in 2009, coming fourth with 177 points. A fantastic result for Turkey. And yeah, now Hadis, let's go to her because she's a Belgian Turk. She is indeed, yeah. And she was born in a place called Mol in Belgium. And Mol is basically close to the Dutch border and near Antwerp, practically. And she's 33 years old. She's born in October of 1985. And the Turkish record at the Eurovision Song Contest really took to a platform of itself in the 2000s. After winning the contest in 2003, Turkey were seen as one of the strongest countries in the Eurovision Song Contest, but sadly after 2012 the Turkish broadcaster TRT were pretty upset with the way that the voting changed the Eurovision Song Contest, because we now have a 50% jury voting and 50% televote, and the Turkish believed that the true vote for the Eurovision is a 100% televote, so the public get to pick it. So they weren't happy with their placing in 2011, so the fact that they didn't qualify out of the semi-finals in 2011, and in 2012 they were in the lower part of the top 10. But in 2009 they came fourth, as we know, as I just mentioned, and in 2010, the following year, they came second, and almost beating Germany. So, you know, Turkey had a really exceptional time at the Eurovision Song Contest, and there are rumours that the Turkish broadcaster TRT are talking to the EBU about participating in other Eurovision contests, like the Junior Contest, the Choir of the Year, the Young Musicians, Young Dancers, that type of thing. So we'll see what happens with that. But in regards to the 2009 contest, the UK gave that 12 points in the grand final and also in the semi-final, the first semi-final. In the grand final, they got 12 points from Azerbaijan, Belgium, Turkey. Sorry, I can't give them to themselves. Azerbaijan, Belgium, France, Macedonia, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. Yes, indeed. They got more 12 points in the semis. But they did incredibly well. So, that's Turkey. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Uritasiet, right here on Forest FM 92.3. We're based in Verwood, here in East Dorset, and we broadcast across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the south coast of the United Kingdom, along here on our water borders, and of course right across the New Forest. So if you want to get in contact with us for a request or dedication, please email us ESEshowcase@gmail.com. alternatively, you can send us a tweet at ESEshowcase, and of course our Facebook page, which is quite simply known as the Eurovision Showcase. Okay, so we'll get your requests in and I'll certainly play them for you. Okay, well, I'm going to dedicate this next song to my fellow presenter here at Forest FM, Loz, because she loves this song coming up. Now, the live performance wasn't the greatest, but the studio version, as we're going to hear, is pretty awesome, actually. It got a lot of airplay here in the UK, and it actually won the contest in 2011. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was in Dusseldorf, just outside the arena where this contest took place. And my goodness me, it's a huge place. It's a huge place. So yes, I am talking about Azerbaijan 2011. And the singers, it's a duet from Eldar and Nikki. And the song is called Running Scared. So here is Azerbaijan's only Eurovision winner to date from 2011.
Tonight, I gotta need you anyway,
baby. I just wanna be around you all the time. Gotta need you. Oh. I'm running out scared tonight.
I'm running out of skin tonight. I'm running out of skin to breathe. you say. I'm running out scared tonight.
One of my true guilty pleasures from the Eurovision Song Contest back catalogue. I love the melody in that. That was Quest'Amore from Ricky and Porvi. And that was Italy 1978. Coming at 12th with 53 points. Quest'Amore means this love, the Italian entry. It was, I thought it was stunning. They got considerable success. Both in Italy and internationally throughout the 80s and the early 90s, Ricky and Porvi. And Quest'Amore really is a song in praise of the love of the singers that they have for one another. And it's Ricky and Porvi and their wives, of course. Yes. Well, they take on the role of their lovers in the song, of course. It is described as a very powerful force and one which everyone enjoys experiencing. So, one of my favourite songs ever in the Eurovision Song Contest, that melody has had me in tears sometimes. Not so much these days, but I'm going back a few years back. Yeah, it just seems to be quite an emotional song. And looking to the lyrics, it practically is too. I'm a bit of a soppy kid anyway. Right, we move swiftly on to our next song. Now, this song is the brand new single from Lena. Now, Lena represented Germany and won the contest in 2010. She also represented them the following year on home soil in Dusseldorf in 2011 with... Oh, Taken by a Stranger, of course. Yes, I'm coming 10th. But she came first with Satellites. So here is a brand new single which you can listen to on Spotify. You can also purchase it on iTunes or Amazon Music, wherever you get your music from. You can listen to it there. Okay, so just search for Lena and this song we're going to hear, which is called Thank You.
Decided to smile instead of hide away. Surrounded by visions to keep me safe. We all have knocks and yes, I know it's tough. But why is it so hard just to show some love?
Thank you.
Thank You from Lena, her brand new single. Check it out. Oh, and you can take a look at her music video on YouTube, of course. Right, it's now time for our first and only request this week. Shocking, get them in, peeps. Our request comes from Gothenburg, Sweden, and Robert Wallström. Robert, thank you for your request again this week. And I'm going to play this, and we played it not too long ago, actually probably after the national finals in around about April time. And this song is awesome, and I can't wait to play it for you. It's current. I goodness knows how this didn't win the Armenian national final this year, 2018. It only came sixth, shockingly. But here is the awesome song. It's called You and I, and here is Azmik Soyoyan. Okay, so Robert Wallström, here is your request. Thank you very much. Tack så mycket.
Babe, I gotta let you know, when I got you in my arms, I feel invisible. Hold my head, don't ever let me go, just you and I. And I got champagne flowing like waterfalls, a private beach in blue skies you've never seen before. Impatient, but I can't wait no more. Just you and I. You're all I think of, like a song in my head, a perfect melody that only we have. I can't stop listening, it's like I'm upset, but you and I. So give me your.
Isn't that cool? Azmik Soyan with You and I from the Armenian National Final 2018. Right, it's now time for the most random part of the show. It is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for my husband, Rob, to get the two hats out now. As we come back off holiday, we can have the two hats. And we can pick a country out of one hat, and we pick a year out of another. We then glue them together, and we play a song absolutely randomly from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. So, we are now going to pick the country. So, the country we're going to pick first is... Okay, Rob. He's getting the hat. I don't know if you can hear it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, it is Ukraine. Now, let's hope we get a reasonable country. A Ukrainian Yeah, we've got to pick one of the later ones, obviously. But let's see if we can pick it. Oh, we can! Yes, this is 2013! We're going to do this week. Yes, 2013. And it's probably my favourite Ukrainian entry ever. Yes, how convenient. Zlata Ogovanich with Gravity, coming third in the grand final with 214 points. Awesome. Yes, this was a really successful entry for the Ukraine. The previous year in 2012, they didn't do particularly well at all. They came 15th. Considering, you know, Ukraine are generally in the top 10, they came 15th with 65 points with Gaetana's Be My Best. But in 2013, Zlata was just, oh, awe-inspiring. Now, I think this song sounds a little bit like a Disney theme in some regards. Yes. I don't know. Let me know what you think. It sounds like it's from The Lion King, and the performance was, excuse me, similarly awkward. Well, not awkward, but it featured one of the tallest living people in the world carrying Zlata from one side of the stage to the other. So that was different. So, anyways, going to the points, Ukraine got a lot. They got, well, they managed to get, what was it, 214 points. So, in the grand final, they got 12 from Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Croatia, and Moldova. And they got 10 points, more evenly spread across Europe. So, it's Bulgaria, Cyprus, Israel, Estonia, Lithuania, Malta, Serbia, and Spain. The UK did give it 5 points. So yeah. Oh, Ireland gave it 8 points, of course. But Ukraine, in the grand final of Eurovision 2013, managed to give 8 points to Moldova, 10 points to Azerbaijan, and 12 points to Belarus. You wouldn't expect it any other way. So let's hear this amazing song, Ukraine 2013, Rob's Random Request. It's Zlata Ogovanich, and here is Gravity.
Nothing comes from dreams but dreams. Still you believe in wonder. Something happens and it seems like a strike of thunder. Nothing comes from love.
Stay there.
are. Zlata Ogrevinich with Gravity Ukraine 2013. Now, let's keep you updated. Oh, my goodness me. We've got a lot of information to let you know. Let's find out what's happening in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news, right here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Aritosiet. And today is Sunday, the 30th of December, 2018. The European Broadcasting Union and the Israeli broader Khan have revealed a preview of the stage design of 2019's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel, and it has been designed by the German stage designer Florian Wilder. Now, to me, it looks like the Stars in Your Eyes stage from back in the day in the 90s on ITV. So keep your eyes open for it and do check it out if you have the internet. Jonida Maliki has won the Albanian national final Festival I Këngës with the song which is pronounced as Theu Tokas, which in Albanian into English means Return the Land. And we will hear the Albanian entry very shortly after this bulletin. The 12 acts competing in the Slovenia national final, EMA, have been released, which include Raven, who's participated in the Slovenia national final before, and as well as their junior Eurovision star Ula Lozar, who represented Slovenia at the junior Eurovision in 2014, is in it. And it's a very eclectic selection of artists and songs, so if you'd like to check out the full list, then head over to eurovoir.com. The Cypriot entry for 2018, Helene Ferreira and Fuego, has been announced as the most streamed Eurovision track on Spotify, followed shortly by Michael Schutter for Germany, and the Eurovision winner of 2018 for Israel, Netta with Toy, came third. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. For more news, head over to wiiblogs.com, eurofoire.com, esextra.com. There are plenty of Eurovision news websites to keep you abreast of what's going on. If you really want to look in depth into the Eurovision Song Contest, then you must check out our good friend Ewan Spence, Samantha Ross, Charlene Wright's website. It is called escinsight.com, and you can check out their weekly news podcast every so often. Well, every week, apparently, yes, via iTunes, Stitcher, and also on Spotify, which we at the Eurovision Showcase are now on there too. So if you're on Spotify, just search for the Eurovision Showcase and you'll find us there. And of course, you can listen back to all of our shows on there, as well as at any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So take care and yeah, sit back and relax. We'll have the Albanian entry coming up very shortly right here on Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Forest FM.
Well, the jury is sort of still out on that with me, I'm afraid. That's John D. Malakai with Return the Land, and in Albanian it's called Theotokas. I hope I pronounced that right. It sounds almost Greek. Well, Greece is only next door to Albania, so it could very well be. Right, now let's go to a Eurovision classic, which I really want to play, and I haven't played it on the show for quite a long time. This is going to be Luxembourg, 1967. It didn't manage to beat the UK entry back then. It's Puppet on a String by, obviously, Sandy Shaw, the UK Eurovision winner, obviously, but all the way back then. Yes, yes, yes. So here is Vicky Leandros, who actually went on to win for Luxembourg in 1972. Oh yes, with Après Toi, come what may, but here is a song, L'amour est bleu, Luxembourg, 1967.
Hello, this is Ryan O'Shaughnessy from Dublin, Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Together. Enjoy.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water, you swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie, lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever. So late in someone else that I should know about? There's a smile on your face that I haven't seen since we started going out. How could you love? Look me in the eye and lie. I thought we'd be together till we die. We'd be together till we die. A forever wonder world. You said we'd be.
Ryan O'Shaughnessy, representing Ireland at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, that was Together. Ah, what a great song and a great performance and a great result for Ireland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal. Oh, yes. So, it's now time for us to go live to the Eurovision Song Contest with Live and Kicking. Yes, it's time to revisit a Eurovision Song Contest and play the song live from the contest itself. Yes, so the entry I've picked this week is one which just blows me away every time I watch it. Not only for the dress reveal, but the momentous build-up of the song. And in Birmingham, it blew everybody away, and it was only the first song performed. Yes, I'm talking about Daniela, and the song is called Nekami Nesvaner, the Croatian entry to the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, and this is live from the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham, United Kingdom.
Još jednom mjesec došao, tiho ko neki dragi gost, da mi do jutra bude most, jer tuga vodi me kroz godine i krade san, dok novi ne stane mi dan. Nek me nema, nek me ne bude, neka me bez tebe ne probude. Jedan dan je prošao, još jednom mjesec došao, tiho ko neki dragi gost, da mi do jutra bude most, jer tuga vodi me kroz godine.
nesvane mi dane.
Charmeur de serpents, poudre aux yeux pour les enfants, au grand bal des rêves truqués, là où vos tréteaux sont plantés, les guitares ont beau jouer, je ne viendrai pas danser. Pas question de brûler mes ailes, pas question de suivre vos pas, je n'ai pas. D'âge, vous les chercheurs de faux talents, marionnettes à faire semblant, en disque d'or et chèque en blanc, au palais des mondanités, limousine et publicité, tous vos flashs ont beau crépiter, je n'irai pas m'afficher, pas question de brûler mes ailes. Pas question de suivre vos pas, je n'ai pas le temps. Et si demain la chance m'appelle, avant tout, je veux être moi, moi tout simplement.
Quite Simply Me, Moi Tout Simplement from Annie Cotton, Switzerland in 1993, coming third. Yes, a very good result for Switzerland. Now, we can squeeze probably two songs in, hopefully. So the next song will be coming in from Denmark in 1990. Coming 10th, here is Lonnie the Vanthier. No, actually, it came 8th. Here is Hello, Hello for Denmark in 1990.
Vor Erdränge zu dein, mit Nilly Boxen, Stora, Ime, Münde, Palme. this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I was so happy with you. My hopes and dreams had all come true. And now love's shown for all the world to see. As if you turned out the light, your love was gone.
That's Love Bug representing Ireland in 1986. That is You Can Count on Me, coming fourth for Ireland. Congratulations to them. Good song. I love the performance too. So, that is it. That's it. The Eurovision Showcase is done for 2018. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. as we're going to be here in 2019, of course, keeping you updated with the latest goings on in the Eurovision Song Contest as we head towards Tel Aviv, Israel. Okay, so we'll be back on Sunday the 6th of January. So take care, Happy New Year! Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vis la dobitenia. See you soon. Toodaloo!